You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Speaking of regulatory measures, the fuel levy, such a painful thing to think about, and such a painful thing when you think about exactly how much of your petrol price is going into that levy. We're going to be taking a look at this following the sentiments suggested by our Minister of Department of Mineral Resources around how to potentially tackle this, and the fact that the diesel price or petrol price could be as low as 14 Rand in South Africa. I'm joined on the line by the CEO of the organization Undoing Tax Abuse, Wayne Duvenager, to take a look at this and try and make sense of it. Good evening, Wayne. Lovely to speak to you again. This is a very interesting perspective from the Department of Minerals and Petroleum Resources that our petrol price should be at a much lower point than where it is now.
Yeah, look, I mean, don't get me wrong, we'd all love that, but that is just populist rhetoric from the minister, quite frankly, and he knows very well that for decades, many years, and this is the same in many countries around the world, fuel is taxed. It's a one form of revenue, and the fuel levy has been applied. It has gone up year on year, well above inflation for far too long, which is while we were tracking this and starting to put pressure on government to stop those incessant increases. And fortunately, this latest new minister, not so new anymore, Enoch Godegwana, for the last 2 years has said he's heeded that call. And he said no more increases to these two big tax levies, which is the Road Accident Fund and the General Fuel Levy. If we didn't do that, by the way, we'd be paying another Rand to Rand 50 per litre right now as we speak. So he has put the brakes on that. But these are real taxes. They're not just artificial taxes. And if you want to take them away, well, that's great. We must, if we can. But he's got to replace that. Treasury is going to have to find, from the fuel levy alone, about 90 billion rand from somewhere. Unless they can reduce costs, reduce corruption, maladministration, well, that would be great. That would be the first place to start to boost the economy. So good idea, but how they're going to do it is the big question.
Implementation has never been our strong suit. We keep trying, but I mean, it seems as though we can't get that right. Wayne, I want to look at the expense or the relative cost of that. I mean, there's statistics that say that we rank among the top 10 countries in the world of the most expensive fuel price relative to monthly income. Now, that suggests that there's a multitude of problems there around the costs and the fact that people aren't earning enough to sustain those costs. But when we look at our neighboring countries, we supply fuel into other countries on the African continent. Should we not be passing that levy on to those parties as a method of recovering that and not necessarily putting the burden on South Africans?
Well, not necessarily, because those countries, this is a tax that is applied here and the money is used by our government. So what happens is they will transport fuel from our harbors directly to, let's say, Botswana across our network. So there's a higher transport charge. But their government is saying, well, we're not going to apply a road accident fund and a fuel levy. Maybe there's a small amount in that. And there are another 10 levies mixed up in another 5 rand 17 cents in amongst that as well. So, and that before you even pay for one drop of the petrol that we buy, we are paying 10 rand, close to 11 rand now a litre, before you pay for the petrol. And then the petrol is subjected to, you know, the international pricing and the rand-dollar exchange rate. So in Botswana, for instance, well, they'll be buying it at the international exchange rate. If the pool is a bit stronger, they get it even cheaper than us. And they'll just be paying the transport costs and whatever levy. So, yes, they do have their petrol cheaper there, but we can't subject them to a tax which we will use here. All they'll do then is get their fuel through Namibia, through Mozambique, you know, the other avenues. So we've got to be very careful not to cut off our nose to spite our face there.
That makes sense, Wayne. So then how do we address the inefficiencies? Because the inefficiencies are clearly what's leading to the fact that we're able to collect 90 billion plus rand in levies, but those levies are not properly dispensed or properly redistributed to benefit South Africans. I mean, the understanding, of course, around something like the fuel levy is that it's a general tax aimed at improving roads and ensuring that we have the infrastructure that comes from that. But in some cases, we don't even have that. So how do we address the inefficiency?
That's a good point. So let's start with the two. The Road Accident Fund is one of those highly inefficient, wasted taxes. In fact, in 2014, that tax was, or 2015, was just over a rand. And the next year, they shot up by 50%. And there was government again, just throwing money at the problem. And the Road Accident Fund saying, oh, we can't manage our processes, so we need more money. Instead of telling the Road Accident Fund, which I should be doing right now with Collins, Letsoala, and everybody there, is really the maladministration is gross, is to deal with the issue of the efficiencies of the Road Accident Fund. So that tax is, a lot of it's wasted. And then, as you say, the original intention when these taxes were first introduced, and that's right in the apartheid days, was to say, well, let's introduce a fuel levy because that's closer to a user pays principle. If you driving cars that use petrol, we're going to have to upgrade the roads, so therefore you will pay directly. And that concept, by the way, is used around the world. There's nothing foreign about that. And obviously our government's kept on doing it, but it's not ring fence for roads. So it's a nice source of revenue. And when you start getting broke as a government in the past, they've done, oh, let's just increase the fuel levy by 20 cents, 30 cents. People don't notice it. But over time, all those taxes have added up and they've come from about 4.50 back in 2010, 4.55 rand to now closer to 11 rand. So it's added up. And now if you've got the petrol price for free, I think you saw when COVID was on, the general fuel price dropped right down and we couldn't get our fuel price down to below 14 rand because we were buying it far cheaper than we've ever done before because of all these taxes.
Perhaps we should explore the idea of ring-fencing things to improve accountability. That's an interesting theory. We'll leave it at that, Wayne. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Certainly something to reflect on and something to think about as we look at this unsustainable fuel price and how to potentially address that.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.